stand to our feet. Let us stand to our feet. The Lord is in this holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. The psalmist declares in Psalms 1:13, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Amen. Reverend Ganey will lead us to throne of grace.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Let us approach the throne of grace that we may receive mercy to find grace here to help us in time of need.
Yes,
but truly, God, it is a needed time.
Yes, Lord.
God, we need you here in our midst.
Yes, Lord.
Though, God, we already know that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. But,
yes,
God, sometimes we feel like we have stepped away from you. God, but here we are today. It's all because of you.
Yes,
pray our Father that you will have your way in this place, God. Oh God, touching every living soul that have breath yet remaining in their body, that we come to praise and worship you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, not by none of our own strength, but by your strength and your mercy, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
So God, somewhere early morning you touch these bodies, semi-dead and sleeping, God, and you woke us up.
Woke us up.
God, and when we turned around, we can feel the blood yet running in our veins. Turning over, God, we may move the hand or feet, God, and we could move the parts of our bodies. Oh, God, and we gave a yawn, oh God, we still knew that we had a voice that it could be lifted up in praise. And
yes,
that's what we came here to do.
Yes.
So, God, we just ask you to come on in the building and have your way. Oh God, touching them from the door. Oh God, moving through the congregation. Just in case somebody don't know what's going on, God, just let them know. Shake quick the body and let them know we in here for praise. And we can truly say that it's another day that God has kept us. Oh God, maybe our mind might have slipped on some evil, but God, we can truly say that you have kept our mind from evil, God, and we are so grateful that you did. And God, just in case somebody not feeling so well in their body, oh God, let them know that all it needs is a touch from you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, and we give praise to that. We thank you today, God, for coming on having your way. Just in case somebody had a downtrodden feeling, God, going through some bereavement, something they have gone through through the week since Sunday, God. But here we are in the midweek, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, it just reminds us that when we get to heaven, that every day will begin to seem like Sunday. God, we know that these Wednesdays have been seeming like a Sunday morning. Oh, God, we praise you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for our under-shepherd, Pastor Jordan. Oh, God, touch him today. Touch his family, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask you to touch Pastor Christian today, God, as he come forth before us, oh, God. Have your way, God. Oh, God, with our musicians, oh, God, touch them today, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, I ask you to continue to touch us as we go through this consecration on this month, God. God, we know that you are doing something, and you're doing something new. God, everybody will understand what's going on, God. Oh, God, it's all because they haven't spent the time with you that they should. God, thank you for the time that you allowed us to spend with you, God. God, we ask you to touch our Mount Olive family and our Wednesday worship families, oh God. Touch them, oh God. And when they leave this place, God, they won't be the same, oh God. God. Oh, God, let them know that you have been in the building, God. And they can go out and tell somebody else, say, God was in the building today. And if you want him to, he'll follow you to your house. But your unsaved one, them unsaved relatives, God, that don't want to seem to get on board, God. But we got to move on. Oh, God, if this train can't tarry around, God, but we got to move right on. So, God, we ask you to continue to bless us. We will be blessed. Keep us, Lord, and we will be. Again, God, we'll just say, have your way. Have your way in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you.
You may be seated. Come on, put your hand together. He's worthy to be praised. Giving honor to God who's ahead of my life, to Reverend Ganey, to Pastor Nixon. Come on up, Pastor Nixon, and share with us if you want to. Amen. Glad to have you with us. Our guest preacher for the day, Kareem Christian, one of the sons of the Trinity Baptist Church in Newark. To our deacons that are here, Deacon Parrish, Deacon Wise, to Reverend Jones, our minister of music of our church, and to Brother Richard, our ushers, and all our brothers and sisters in Christ. Just good to be here. Amen. Once again, the Lord has looked beyond our faults, and certainly God has supplied every one of our needs. And since He is that type of God that has looked beyond our faults, He's that type of God that has supplied every one of our needs. There need not only be a praise on my tongue, but there need to be a praise on your tongue also. Yeah. Look what God has brought all from. Amen. We certainly thank God for this another Wednesday. The Lord has allowed us to come and share here at the Mount Olive Baptist Church for this 1 hour of experience, 1 hour of His presence, 1 hour of worship. And you need to feel good about that, that you can worship God when you want to worship Him. There are some countries today that if they lift the name of Jesus, they'll be persecuted.
Yeah.
But here, God has given us free will.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's still some folks haven't even said amen. Yeah. There's some folks haven't said thank you, Jesus. Mm. But every chance I get, I'm going to praise Him if I have to praise Him by myself. Because God been that good. We just want to tell you what's going on. This Sunday at 8 o'clock, our missionaries will be celebrating their annual day at 8 o'clock hour. Our president is here, Sister Claire Manning, and the missionaries will celebrate this Sunday. Those that wish to come, we ask them to come and share with us. And our ushers will celebrate their annual day the fourth Sunday of this month at 3:30 p.m. sharp. And we got the Harriet. We have Reverend Harriet Wallace from the Park Avenue Christian Disciple Church.
Yes, sir.
That will be with us. Starting tonight through Friday night, we'll be in revival at the Trinity Baptist Church on 12th Street. Y'all know where the Cozy Bar is? Right at the corner. Amen. So that's a good response. Not the bar, y'all, but the church. Not the bar, but the church. Amen. Right down the street, Trinity Baptist Church. Pastor Jonah Nixon is the pastor, and he's here with us. Today, and we thank God for him. Stand up, Pastor Nixon. Amen. That's Pastor Jonah Nixon. Been at Trinity over 40-something years. Amen. We have one of his sons with us today, Kareem Christian, that's going to bring us the word.
Amen.
Wasn't our president something? I tell you, he was something last night. You see, all those that were in doubt, the first go around, see, you got to understand, the president is a smart man. He took the blows that he had to take.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. His head was up last night for all doubters. Said he had his head down too much. Head was up last night. He answered every question, then he answered it with 3 points,
mm-hmm.
and then gave alternatives. See, Mitt Romney was guessing. And that's what he will do. If he be elected to go into the House and into the White House, he will be guessing. Because he don't know what to do. Amen. So now if you don't have the assurance now that you know without a doubt who's the best man to go to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. to leave our country, then you'll never know. Listen, our president was on top of his game last night and knows what he talked about. He talks facts. And see, that's what you look for. You look for facts. He talks facts. He's not wondering what he's going to do. He knows what he's going to do. And I'd rather have a man that's sure about what he's going to do than a man that's wondering. Amen. And a man that just wants to be president because, listen, this is the last thing probably on his agenda to do. Amen. Amen. I want someone that's going to be concerned about me, concerned about my family, concerned about our future. Amen. And Barack Obama is the man. Just like Al Sharpton said, this election is not about Obama, it's about your mama. Now I got a witness here too. And that's what this election is about. It's about the future of our seniors. We know that yesterday was the last day for the voter registration for the state of New Jersey. I had some parishioners to call me because they did not get their registration card. I made calls. So now, listen to this. You are on file. So listen, you go to the designated place that you're supposed to vote. Yeah. Or they designate you to vote on election day. Your name is in the book.
All right.
Your name is in the book. Check that out yesterday for you. Your name is in the book. So they probably will be slow.
Mm-hmm.
Your registration card, but that don't stop you.
Yeah.
You go to the designated place that you have been assigned to vote, and your name is there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen?
God is good.
Mm-hmm.
God is good.
Oh.
My sister from the City National Bank, I want her to come and give us a 5-minute presentation. And I don't want to mess up your name, so whisper your name to me in your ear, in my ear. Demetha Eukins is going to come. And she's going to give us a presentation from the City National Bank. City National Bank is one of our banks that I know of that was started by African Americans. Amen. And Mr. Charlie Wiggins was very inspirational in starting the City National Bank downtown Newark, have a branch in Patterson. And also another branch is in Newark.
There are three in Newark.
Right.
There's one on Broad Street, there's one Bergen, and there's one on Springfield Avenue.
Amen.
I work out of the Patterson office with a personal friend of pastor's, Niecy.
Yes.
And she introduced me to the pastor. So what I'm thankful for is the opportunity to get in front of people who are spiritually inclined. And Reverend MJ has given us an opportunity to speak about our spiritual health, our physical health, because I see outside flyers with Zumba. He's talking about political health, which I was very inspired by, because a lot of churches keep that out or keep it under. And also about financial health. He's giving me an opportunity to come in here and talk to you. I'm blessed to work for a minority-owned financial institution. We're going through a lot of change now. We have a new president. His name happens to be Preston D. Pinkett III. He's leading us in a new direction. We're one of the only minority financial institutions that happens to be in the state of New Jersey. And we are struggling to stay open at times because we don't get a lot of people who are showing us interest. And I don't understand that. We support the church, we support tobacco, we support Cadillac, but we don't support ourselves financially. So I'm struggling to understand why. So I'm only going to say, why don't you all support minority financial institutions? We understand what your needs are. We give the second chances. If you've done any banking someplace else and might not have done it in such a good way, we'll give you a second chance. We do car loans. We do commercial loans. We do everything that the other people do. We just do it in a smaller environment, which we can call you by your name. We have the passbook savings accounts. We have the way that you're interested in doing your business. But I know what happens. You get your direct deposit at a TD or Wells Fargo, and that's it. You don't want to deal with the bank at all for any other reason. Give us an opportunity. Let us come to talk to you. We have an investment specialist at this point who will help you take the money that you have and grow it and let it last for your lifetime. We do insurance. We do burial services. We do rental insurance. We do home insurance. We do everything the big boys do. I just want to get an opportunity to hand out my cards and give you an opportunity to talk to me one by one if you need to. This probably isn't the forum to have those conversations financially. We do credit repair. We teach you how to get your own home. We show you how to save for your grandchildren's education, for your own education, how to start up a business. We do a gamut of things. We just need for you to come in and show the interest. I make appointments. I'm out most of the day. So if you need anything, Reverend Michael Jordan has my information. I'll leave a few more cards. And please talk to me. Remember, we give second chances. So if you can't open up a bank account for whatever reason it is, I don't care. I'll show you how to get an account open. Okay? We do it all. Support your minority-owned financial institutions. If you do not support them, they will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are using check cashing places, we don't want that. We don't want them to do that. That's a waste of money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's no reason for it. We need to support one another. So thank you for the opportunity.
Bless you.
Our sister's going to have some cards. You going to leave me the cards, or are you going to stay for the worship?
You know, I'm going to stay because I was inspired. You sang good.
Oh. Amen.
So leave my cards out on the counter.
Right, and once we leave here, we go out and shake hands, so you can be out there with me, and you can give your cards out. All right? God bless you. Let's give another hand. Amen. We have to support our own, and this is what Minister Faircon has told us for the longest. Nobody likes to hear about that, but he is right. This is what our president says in so many words also. And most of our black leaders, Jesse Jackson, have told us that we need to support our own. Amen. Now let me tell you, I'm gonna give you this piece of information. This is gonna blow your mind. I'm gonna give you this piece of information right here. Now you notice we have not seen no poster dealing with the election here in Dexter County. Have y'all seen any posters? You ain't seen none, right? Now I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm gonna be bold to say this. This is inside information, but you need to know this. Our county executive and our governor, they made a deal.
Amen.
They done made a deal, so that's why you don't see the posters.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't see the posters of Obama and Biden, because he said that Washington did not want to front the money, the send, the designated information. All right, so I'm letting y'all know that every time I hear something, I'm gonna let you know. But see, they're trying to suppress the vote. They are trying to cover up stuff. But God is in the midst of all of this. And where they have tried to change the law that you got to have photo identification. Let me tell you, God is in connection with this. And some of those states have passed it, but they can't do it until 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all better listen what's going on here now. Listen, your vote count.
Mm-hmm.
So November the 6th, if you sick, I mean showed up sick, get up out of that bed early in the morning, eat some chicken noodle soup, wait in line, take your medicine, get to the poll, because this is what we have to to the polls like we never have gone to the polls before. Amen. So that's what's happening in Essex County. And the also that guy that works also with the Democratic party, Thigpen. They're all in cahoots. They're all, you know, I'm calling them out. They're all in cahoots. Listen, get to the polls. Do what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we ain't gonna see no signs. We ain't gonna see no signs because they are trying to press the vote. So do what you have to do. Amen. We getting ready for our offering. Go ahead. Say serious business is on the line.
Amen.
It's on the line. Amen. Amen. Listen, my brothers and my sisters, listen, saying all of that, touch your neighbor, say he's gonna ask us for some money. Amen. Everyone that can and will do a Trinity offering of $3, one for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do that for us. Amen. Amen. Sing that song, John, by Cam Spiritual. If you're sick and you can't get away, have a little faith, tighten up the groove, and hold on.
If you see,
yes, sir.
thank you for everyone that's here today with able to give and for those who could not give.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to worship you.
Yes.
And we ask you to use these funds for the goodness in your work and to help support the establishment here and support this church. We need this church. We need this church to be vibrant. We need this. We need this, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need your blessings. We thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer. You said that the church needs to be in the community. The church is relevant.
Mm-hmm.
The church is relevant. And that's good news.
Yes.
Because before we could go to movie theaters,
yes,
we can go to church.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So we need the church.
Yes.
And every chance we get, we need to go to church.
Yes.
Amen. We ain't down south no more, y'all. We're second and fourth Sunday. Every Sunday, we come to worship.
Mm-hmm.
Worship God. Amen. We have our young friend here today. Amen. Reverend Kareem Christian, Associate Minister of the Trinity Baptist Church in the city of New. He's going to come and break the bread of life. And we done went into some of his time. He know what to do. Amen. Amen. And we have to be out. Amen. By 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he's coming in his own way. So we ask that you don't sit in your tent doors of judgment. But we ask that you would come out and witness to the truth by saying amen.
To God be the glory. Give a reverence to the Spirit of God and to the under shepherd of this here church, your pastor, my good friend, and big brother in the ministry, the Reverend Michael Jordan, and to my pastor, the Reverend Jonah Nixon, and to my fellow yokemen and laborers of the cross,
what's up?
And to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, what's up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As you already heard, we got to be out by one, so if you give me some amens, we'll sit down real quick.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not going to bore you with the preliminaries. I'm just going to go right here into the text. If you don't mind, would you turn your Bibles to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. See, this is your custom that you stand for the reading of the word. James chapter 1. And also 1 Peter chapter 1.
All right.
James chapter 1 and 1 Peter chapter 1. James chapter 1 verse 2 says, count it all joy, my brothers,
yes,
when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness.
Yes, sir, myself.
Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse number 6 and 7 reads, in this you rejoice, though now for a little while it is necessary you have been grieved by various trials. So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
This is the reading of the word of God.
Amen.
And this afternoon we want to preach from the subject, hold on.
Hold on.
It's just a test. Hold on. It's just a test. This year has been a rocky year for many believers. For some, it has been a year of pleasure. But for many, it has been a year of hell.
All right. Amen, amen.
For some, life has been likened unto a Cosby show. Seem like every day ends with a happy ending.
Amen.
However, for many, this year has been likened to an episode of 24, where it seems as though every night is a nightmare on M Street.
Talk.
If it isn't one thing, it's always another. I have a witness in here.
Amen.
Somebody in here may be at the point of give up.
Yeah.
If we could be real this afternoon, I know we all been singing and praising.
Right.
I know we greeted everybody with a smile. But if we could be honest, behind the praise and underneath the smiles, many of us are going through pure hell.
Yeah.
Somebody is going through hell.
Woo.
In your home.
Hey,
your children just won't act right.
Hey.
You're trying to do everything you can to raise them up in a godly manner. But it seems like they just won't behave. Somebody's going through hell in their marriage.
Yeah,
it seems like your spouse is just getting on your last nerve.
Amen.
Oh, you ain't got to say amen. You said that's your spouse to say ouch. Everybody's getting on your nerves. Even a dog or a cat is acting chaotic. Somebody's going through hell on your job. Your boss is threatening you with pink slips. Jobs are downsizing, packing up and going overseas. Somebody's even dealing with hell in the church. You have to come and deal with jealous and envious folks. Folks, instead of helping you with your issues, all they want to do is talk about your issues. Somebody in here this afternoon is at the point where you want to give up because you can't take it anymore.
Yes.
Many things happen in this life that discourages us.
All right,
man.
And sometimes when we enhance reach of our breakthrough of what God has promised us, sometimes we give up at the wrong time. When I was growing up, we didn't have the luxury of cable or direct TV. We only had 8 television stations. You know how you put the hanger on the TV?
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Limo 4
you on the edge of the hanger?
That's right.
And we was able to get channel 2, channel 4, channel 5, channel 7, channel 9, channel 11, and channel 13. And it seemed like when something good was on TV, we got interrupted with 3 beats in the black screen. And then you would hear a voice coming on the set saying, "This is just a test for the emergency broadcast system. If there's an emergency in your area, instructions will appear on the screen."
All right.
To tell you where to go.
Right.
But I'm here to let you know this afternoon, this is just a test. I came to let you know that there's an emergency announcement this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Don't give up, just hold on. Because life is just a test. Hearing a text that was read in your hearing, we have 2 apostles. One by the name of James.
All right.
And the other by the name of Peter.
All right.
Yeah.
He's giving us words of encouragement to the church. People who are hurting and suffering. People who are being ridiculed and persecuted because they live for Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Throughout the Roman Empire, believers have been attacked and savagely persecuted. So much so that they had to flee for their lives.
Amen.
They have been forced to leave everything behind. Homes, property, estates, businesses, jobs, money, church, and friends. Just because they witnessed and just because they gave testimony to the name of Jesus Christ.
Wow. My God.
Reverend Jordan already told you we have it good in America. As Christians in this century, we had it real good.
Yeah.
Nobody is persecuting you because you're a Christian.
All right now.
And in fact, we could come into these nice and luxurious sanctuaries and worship God anytime we want.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
How many Sunday school teachers in here? How many of you believe, how many of you have been understanding what Stephen had been going through in the text in Sunday school? Stephen was a man who was persecuted because he witnessed for Jesus Christ. Stephen, he had to hide, and he had to go in hiding because he was a Christian. But here it is, we have the opportunity in the free range to come to church as we please, and many still don't want to come.
Yes, sir.
Believers had apparently taken their families and what belongings they could carry along and fled for their lives.
Yes, sir.
There's a couple lessons in this text. Lesson number one, let us know that trouble is a part of this life.
That's right.
This lets us know that being Christians doesn't exempt one from trouble or persecution.
That's right.
All right.
Some in the early church and even today have the assumption that just because they gave their lives to God, then all their troubles have ceased.
My God.
I wish I could stand here this afternoon and tell you that life will be easy. I wish I could tell you that life will be trouble-free. However, trouble is a part of this life.
Amen.
James said in the text, look at the text, he said, count it all joy.
Count it all joy.
Look at the text. He said, when, come on now, you fall into trouble. James didn't say if you fall into trouble.
He said when.
But James said when you fall into trouble. Oh, I'm here to let you know that we all want to experience our fair share of trouble.
Yes.
Trouble always come in our lives. And it seems like trouble don't need an invitation. Trouble, you always come uninvitedly. Here it is, you trying to have a good time. And it seems like trouble shows up. How many of you have ever experienced some trouble?
Hey.
Trouble come in your home. It seems like when things are going good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let you know that trouble will come in your life.
Yes, sir.
In fact, every believer is in one of three stages in life.
Yes.
You either in trouble, you either headed towards trouble, or you either just had came out of it. Some trouble. I'm just letting you know that trouble will come in your life. God, he did not promise to keep the believers from trouble, but he did promise to deliver us out of them all. How many of you heard the psalmist? The psalmist says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And the Lord did not keep Daniel from the lion's den, but the Bible says he made one lion to be a pillow. He made another lion to be a comforter. And then he laid Daniel down in the den of the lions. And the Bible said that Daniel was able to sleep all night long. And the Bible said when the king came there in the morning, he called out, Daniel, where are you? And Daniel said, here I am, right here. I'm going to let you know that God, he will not keep you from trouble. But God will keep you while you're in your trouble.
Silence on their way to prayer.
The Bible says
trouble will come. But take the pain and know that God will deliver you out of the trouble. Is there anybody here that God has delivered you out of the trouble? Oh, I've got to leave. But Peter said that when you have been tested, when you have been going through fire, he said you will come out like pure gold.
Walk the door.
where the church is on Sunday night. You got to hold on. Trouble gonna come. But in the midst of trouble, you got a God that's able to see you through. You need to be glad about that. Thank you, Reverend Christian. Let's give the preacher a hand. Thank God for the message. Amen. Now we worship God for sweet communion of the divine spirit. Rest rule in the Bible. That's a huge fault and forevermore. Let your heart say amen.